All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, January 24th of 2026. Looking ahead here, we have some early NBA action already underway. Good luck to you guys playing some NBA. There's more NBA to come today. We have a League of Legends action. We have golf. We have MMA. We have CS2. We have NFL tomorrow. We have COD. We have a ton of DFS action coming at you all weekend long. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So you can tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up on the screen. Appreciate you guys hanging out with me on a Saturday morning or afternoon, depending on where you live. We're going to jump into a couple questions here and then knock out a slate demo. So all should be well. But first question of the day, how do you select a lineup from your lineup pool to replace a specific lineup in your contest pool? Very, very good question here. I sent this user a video breaking down how this works, so make sure to check that out. I'm going to talk about this here on the show as well. So this is the video I sent. It is a video I made to kind of discuss this and show people how to use it. So going to link that in the YouTube chat. Also going to talk through this. So the first thing is to go into your settings and turn off use compact lineup view. Okay. You can send lineups between your pool and groups when this is toggled off. So that is the first part of this here, right? So let's get into this. When you turn that off, your lineups are going to be in this expanded view. This is the key, is to get into the expanded view, because you can see this arrow here, this up arrow with like the document, is how you ultimately send lineups between groups. So that part's important. When you click it, you have a couple different options. You can send to another group in your current build. So if we're sending within a build, we can send this lineup to a completely new build, or we can send this lineup to the favorites, or you can create a new build with that lineup. So a couple different options. There's four options, really. And just kind of depends what your goal is. So this is me talking about the compact lineup view and like toggling that on and off. Now, when we actually get to sending, so sending to a group in your current build, if we click that, which I think I'm just like walking through the options. So I think we're going to do this right now. Okay, so I click the up arrow, I click send to group and current build, and then now the other contests are going to be my options here. So here I can click another contest, I can say lock lineup, and then, so we sent it, we're sending this content lineup to the dime time here. I'm noting, hey, this lineup has like Brunson, sign up as Harper, just kind of couple key identifiers to make sure that this is the same lineup. So, okay, I click dime time. I get a notification that the lineup sends there. This is the mini max. And then I go over to the dime time and then notice that this lineup is not the same, right? It doesn't have Harper. That's because I'm on portfolio mode and I need to diversify. So if you have auto run diversifier on, it'll work. No questions asked. But if you don't have auto run diversifier on, you need to click the diversify button. When you click the diversify button, then the change officially will process. Now, if I go to the dime time, I see I'll say it again. If you're using portfolio, make sure that you diversify before checking to make sure that the lineup was sent. So that is like the key part of this, but this is a breakdown of how to send lineups between groups. And then I also linked this video in both the YouTube chat and Discord. I sent it to that user directly. This, along with a number of other videos, live in the Office Hours channel in this pinned messages section of just how to do different things. So how to quick swap a specific player, how to send lineups between groups, how to edit lineups, percentiles, why your pool sort doesn't matter, and a bunch of other things here. So check those out. There's always some good resources there for just like different little things, but that is how you do that. Snowman said, good morning. What's going on, Snowman? All right, keeping it rolling. Next question. When doing contest flashback, is there a way to look at your original set of lineups against the field compared to the late swap lineups you finalize with within your contest? So the answer is no. The contest flashback is using your final set of lineups that you saved. So this is actually like a small nuance, but Flashback is using the last saved set of lineups inside of SaberSim. Let's say you saved the lineups in SaberSim, you upload it, but then you made a couple hand corrections. You know, you changed some players manually, say on the app. SaberSim takes your lineups from the app, and then it takes the user's lineups from the contest file. So it's not taking your lineups from the contest file. So sometimes people ask like, hey, my lineup in flashback isn't the one I played. Usually when you ask them that, they say, yeah, I changed a couple things manually. That's why. So that's what's going on there with flashback. You effectively can't swap out sets to test with, although I think that would be super cool. It's something we've talked about building in the future here, where you could effectively test different sets of lineups in flashback and see how they would have graded out. So that's something that we've discussed here. And I think that's something that, you know, is on our team's radar for the future. All right. So far, so good. Snowman says he's doing good. That's great. All right. We are caught up with questions at the moment. So one thing we don't always get to do on office hours during the week is we don't really get to demo late swap super great just because of like the timing, because there's usually not a lot of slates in progress. So I played this early only FanDuel NBA slate. One game started about 30-ish minutes ago. So I thought it'd be a good opportunity to do a live late swap and kind of walk through it. So right now I have four contests with 9 entries total. I've uploaded an entry file here. The late swap button is live and active. So if I wanted to come in and I want to late swap before these next games start, I come in, I click the late swap button. I have two options, right? Quick swap, full swap. Quick swap is better for getting out players out of your lineups if you're in a time crunch, if you know, you're like not sure you're going to be able to complete your full swap. I would always quick swap, get the out players out, get projected players into your lineup, upload that file, and then come back and do a full swap. But if you have plenty of time, like we have right now, totally okay to skip that step, go straight to a full swap. So the big thing here is one, determining which contest you want to swap. You have the option to not swap all of your contests. If maybe I want to leave the single entries alone and I only want to swap the multi-entries, okay, then I would unselect the single entries and only select the multi-entry, for instance, right? I'm going to swap all of these. Now, in late swap, your min salary defaults to 0, basically for the exact reason of we don't want a salary restriction to prevent us from getting an out player out of your lineups. I think this could happen like when Anthony Davis was on the Lakers and they would have late games and he could get ruled out. And the only other center is Jackson Hayes, who is very, very cheap. And now you cannot get 80 out of your lineup because that violates this min salary threshold, right? So that's why we set it to zero to just give as little restrictions as possible. But if you like that, you can either one, set it again, or number two is if you had a min exposure, a min salary in your build that you used pre-slate, I could just carry that over by changing the settings and telling them to use my settings from my build one. It will carry over filters, rules, slider changes, minimax salary, minimax exposures, player pool adjustments, projection adjustments, all those things, right? So if there's anything that you want to carry over into your late swap from your pre-slate build, change the settings here. Once you are happy with that, click late swap. It will open up this swap window for you. And then I can come in here and I can click build swaps. All right. So far, so good. So now that we're in the late swap, a couple things here. This is also something we don't get to demo all the time. So one way to tell if the live data is working, if there are going to be live projections, are these live projection and live actual columns? You can, when they populate, when they have values here, you know it is working. The other thing about this is if you go to the games section, there is a game situation column when the slate is in progress. And this will tell us, hey, you know, we are at in the second quarter. The time in the second quarter remaining is 10:33. And the score is 38:39. So we know that the builder is pulling in the live data there as well. So there's like your kind of two markers. All right. So we're in the swap build. I'm going to run the contest sims. And then once it is done, I'm going to diversify. So the ROI that you're going to see here is basically like your live ROI. So looks like I'm off to kind of a good start here, right? All of these are positive, which is a nice thing to see. So now I can do a couple different things. Let's say I want to look at my swap options very closely, right? Let's say that I want to go into this top contest and I want to see what my available swap options are. So if you go to the settings and you turn off use compact lineup view, you're going to see your lineup. And then you're also going to see this swaps over here on the side. So this is telling me, hey, this is the lineup that we're choosing, but you have 91 total swap options for this lineup. So I can click that green button and I can see what all of my options are. So SaberSim is saying, hey, this is the current best version of this lineup. Your ROI goes up 23%. Your projection goes up 1.3 points and your sum ownership goes up 13%. This second one, notice it has this original marker. This is my original lineup. So my original lineup is still good, but it is not as good as this top option. So the original is like my second best lineup at the moment. Now, what all these markers mean are comparing to how my lineup graded pre-slate. So this lineup had an ROI, and because I think of the way the games are going, it's gone up, right? So all this plus and minus is from my original ROI. So my current ROI is about 70%. If I had to look at this, So my original ROI was probably somewhere around 50%. And the reason I say that is because this one below my original is plus 16. This one above my original is 23. So I know my original is 70, which would be about somewhere between 16 and 23 plus. So I know my original ROI was somewhere around 50%. So it's up over 16. It's not up over 23. And it's currently 70. So my original ROI was somewhere around 50%. Now I can go through these. And let's say I want to play a different version. Maybe I like this other one better. Okay, I just click this check mark. The builder is going to say, okay, hey, you check this one. This one is now your lineup. I can get out of here. and then it will use the one that I checked. So you definitely have some options there as far as picking which lineup goes into your contest. But once I am satisfied, and then now that I check that one, it is asking, hey, we should re-diversify based, you know, going off of that one lineup that you locked. But once I'm happy with this, I click save. I download or download over here. Either one's fine. And then I go and I upload that to my contest. So that's LeadSwap in a nutshell there. I don't think there's a lot more to it than that. But that is something that we don't always get to talk about during the week. So I was happy to be able to. I was happy when I saw that early NBA slate so we could chat about it. All right. Question. Is there a setup for NFL playoff games? I wouldn't say there's like a different setup. You know, if we go over to NFL for tomorrow. I think one thing to keep in mind with these smaller slates is that, you know, these slates are playing closer and closer to a showdown, which means variance is higher. So I'm personally being a little bit more bankroll conscious, you know, like I'd say classic slates, you know, regular season main slates, probably a little bit more willing to play closer to like 5% of my bankroll for showdowns for these playoff 2-3 gamers, definitely scaling down a little bit, maybe closer to like 1-2% just because variance is higher. So I like to be a little bit safer here. But as far as like any filters, rules, settings, I don't think that you need to do anything different. I think like your approach for NFL Classic should just be that. It should just be, hey, this is our approach for NFL Classic. We probably have a different approach for NFL Showdown because of duplication. But as far as regular season versus like playoffs, I don't think there's a big difference there. So however, you know, whatever your process is for NFL, I would stick with that. And the only question I would really be asking is like, hey, do I need to count for duplication on like a 2-game slate? And we could answer that, right? By going back to say last week and maybe we look at this Sunday only 2-gamer, right? We want to find a slate that is similar. Go to the contest tab, go and pull up. I would try and find a similarly sized contest. I know everybody's playing contests of different sizes. Maybe you're only playing single entries. Maybe you're playing multi, right? So would it make sense to look at the flagship if you're like only playing single entries? So if that is you, I would go and look at a similarly sized single entry from last week to figure out this info. But I'm going to go to the flagship. I'm going to go over to users. Going to go and look at 150 maxers sort by sim ROI. So duplication matters a little bit, but it's not super rampant, right? There we're seeing 3, 4, 8. The highest I see is 10. I see one player with double digit, 5, 2. So single digit dupes tell me that we may need to account for duplication a little bit, but we don't need to account for it a lot here, right? So I think something as simple as like maybe a small sum ownership filter saying get rid of the top 5-10% of lineups that are the highest owned, or maybe a small salary adjustment, you know, don't play max salary lineups. Let's do 49.9. Let's do 49.8, right? Very, very small adjustments, I think would go a long way. I probably wouldn't even dabble with GeoMean on a 2-game slate based on what I'm seeing, just because I think it's a little aggressive and probably not needed in this instance. But that's what I would be. That's the only tweak I would be making for like a 2-game classic slate, right? It's technically classic, not showdown, but the number of games is, you know, very low here. So that is the only other thing on my mind. All right. Looking around here, looks like we're all set, knocked out these questions, talked some LeadSwap and did a demo there, talked some contest flashback. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.